Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live Call. We are here getting ready to get started on another fabulous evening of sharing in the Word. As we've been talking about, it is okay to run if you are running back to God. Absolutely amazing topic that we've been blessed with this evening, as we've been talking about what it is to run back to God, what it is required for us to do. And I loved last night how we talked about just being suited up, being prepared for whatever challenges come our way, so that no matter what's happening, we are ready. We are ready for whatever it is God has us to do. We are honored by Him. We are grateful, and we have to ensure that we are always in reverence of Him so that we can be 100% with Him, guiding up towards His open arms. So we're here again tonight, Sunday Morning Breakfast Live, talking about it is okay to run if you are running back to God. So let's go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
Good, thank you.
Good, good. So I do welcome everybody to the call as we dive into this topic on Monday night live and Monday night raw, all that good stuff. I'm about to get ready to go on Facebook Live in a few. And we're talking about running. Technically, who do you run to when things get tough? Who you run to and why do you run to them? Do they remind you of God? Do you get clarity? That's your refuge? That's your comfort place? Christiana, real quickly, go ahead and give us a little summary of this passage, if you don't mind.
Sure, sir. One of the biggest things from this week was actually just something I caught up on a movie I saw. It reminded me just solely of what we all been talking about. It was about this young man who was going through that phase of transitioning from prince to king. And in that process, he got the opportunity to speak with ancestors. So this particular ancestor he spoke with just happened to be his father. And he said to his father, you know, I'm afraid. And his father was like, well, then I failed you because I was, as a parent, I'm to prepare you to come to this journey. And he said, no, I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of doing it without you. And I bring that up because how many of us through this race called life are not necessarily afraid of what we have in position, but afraid of doing it by ourselves. But we don't have to do it by ourselves if we remember that God, our Father, who is always with us, He's there. As the young man said to his father, it's not that I'm afraid of what's to come because, yes, you have prepared me. But it's being reminded that in that process of whatever that next step is, God is there. So once we're always focused on our Father and running towards Him, back to Him, because so many times we turn our backs to Him, when we're running back to Him and focus on Him, we are guaranteed that we are heading in that right direction. Now, whether or not we're going to get there, whether or not we're going to be the chosen, when that day of judgment comes, it's completely on us. And it's our responsibility to know Him, know His word, and be able to stand up and acknowledge Him in and through all that we do. Set our pride aside on what it is that we're bringing to the table, but focus on what He wants us to do. Hope that helps give a summary.
Okay. So it's okay to run if you're running back to God. Who are you running to for answers? I'm going to label that as our topic for tonight. Who are you running to for answers? How about that?
Is Mr. That's awesome.
DJ here? He's here yet. He told me he's going to be a little late, but is Ms. LaTanya here so we can get Ms. LaTanya's point of view, please?
Sure. Good evening, Ms. LaTanya.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great also, thank you.
Great. So, would you mind sharing your perspective on the topic this week?
No, I don't mind at all. So for me, the past week has been a lot about which I've said it a lot before, self-reflection as we talk about running back to God, and also some conviction because we often, you know, this is something that we discussed, we often run from God because of the distractions in our life. So it could be family, friends, it could be the things that we're caught up in, but we have to realize that it does not matter what it looks like to us in the natural. It doesn't matter what we're caught up in. It doesn't matter what people say about us. We have to keep our focus on God. And we talked a lot about just repentance and also being able to put ourselves in a place of allowing God to forgive us, but also forgiving ourselves. So we can't do anything. It's nothing impossible for God, and there's nothing that we can do that can stop him from fulfilling on the promises that he's already given to us through his word. So we have to stay connected to God. We have to be committed to him. We have to be obedient. That is key, because as we also talked about, it's not just about reading the word. We have to be active in our faith. So what are we doing in the meantime, in between time? And just like Mr. Carr talked about, who are we running to? So that's a part of that self-evaluation. You know, we have to stop and think, where do we go? Who do we run to when our back is up against the wall? Are we running from God, or are we running to him as we should be? So that's what it's been about for me.
Okay. So with that being said, y'all, let's go ahead and get started. Ms. Tiana, do you mind praying for us, please?
Not at all, sir.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you and to fellowship with one another. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds. May we be receptive of your word, dear Lord. And Heavenly Father, may we just bless and welcome everyone who is sharing in the word with us, no matter where they may be. We thank you for this ministry and for this platform and for our leader. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Yo, who do we run to in the time of trouble? I think that's a very accurate question.
Yes.
Who do we look more like in the time of trouble? Who do we sound more like in the time of trouble? And I think those answers right there are going to give us a whole bunch. You know, I mean, it really depends on how we gauge and how we answer that. How we're able to impede that thought process, that pattern. We find out who we run into. Because one thing about you find out who you're running to, you can also find who you're running away from. That makes any sense.
Yes, sir. Okay. It does.
And
yes,
it
makes,
and it's very important. Now, let me do this right quick. Let me go ahead and put us on live. Y'all, let me know. Post. Do y'all see it on there yet?
Not as yet. Refreshing. No, sir.
Okay, I'm starting live now. So
okay.
I'm on there now. I should be on there. Can y'all see me?
Refreshing the page, sir. Let's see.
Okay. So who do we run to?
Okay.
Not just who do
yes,
we run
sir.
To trouble. Hey, who do we run to all together? How you doing, Ms. Kristen, Ms. Latanya? So, y'all, Ms. Sandra, how are you all? Hey, we're talking about who do you run to. You can see me? Ms. Kristen says she can
yes,
see me.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Tangela and Ms. Tiana. What's going on, Wes? How are you, man? So, y'all, who do we run to in the time of trouble? Who do we run to in times where it's good? How you doing, Ms. Josephine? Okay. Who do we run to? This is very important. Ms. Latanya just made a good point. Ms. Latanya, do you remind repeating that when you say we have to do self-evaluations often?
Yes, sir. This is something that I believe that we should be doing on a daily basis. So when we say self-evaluate, we have to really take a step back, remove ourselves from all of the distractions that we have. So as I stated, family, friends, because we often run to those places of familiarity, the family, the friends, you know, we pick up the phone, we do all of those things, and we have to stop for a moment and ask ourselves, you know, where does my fate really lie? Who am I really trusting in to be in total control of my life? And it should be God. However, that's not the case. So that's what we have to do on a daily basis.
What's going on, Danny, Miss Katina, Miss Gretchen? How are you all? Miss Melissa, Miss Stephanie, and Miss Jennifer, how are you? Miss Shira. So, y'all, in a time of trouble, now, one of the things we have to do is self-evaluations. However, this is very important. What's going on, Marcel? This is very important. How you doing, Miss Lakeisha, Miss Tamara? When we talk about who we run to and self-evaluations, how can we accurately do a self-evaluation if we always, how can we evaluate something when we don't know what to compare it to?
Mm-hmm.
That's important because it sounds good that we do self-evaluations, right?
Right.
How you doing, Ms. Mm-hmm. Angela? What's going on, E40? So it sounds good that we do self-evaluations and we try to run closer to God because, see, in the midst of learning who we're running to, you also can learn who you're running away from. It is impossible to run towards God and the world at the same time. So you either running towards God or you running towards the world. Understand this. This is the epitome of running towards the world and away from God. If we lean to our own understanding, that means we're running towards. I'm waiting on y'all to answer.
The world.
Yep, everyone else but God.
So if we lean to our own understanding, we're running towards God or the world?
The world.
The world.
The world. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Jeanette and Ms. Joanne and Ms. Sabrina? So when we talk about self-evaluation, before we self-evaluate, we got to make sure that we have God's coverage, His blood, His whole tutelage over us. Because what we'll start to do is self-evaluate. You know, a fool can evaluate themselves and think they're wise. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when we talk about who we're running to, we got to make sure we're first in God. How do you know that you're in God? Do you think like God? Do you reason like God? Do you respond like God? God is not reactionary. It's nothing that makes God move. He's not a reactionary God. If he was reactionary, the very sign of harm and danger, he would react. God does not have to react when he already knows.
Mm.
He's not a reactionary God. See, so in times of trouble, who do you run to? Do you run to God after the fact? What's going on, Bear? You see, so we should never run after the fact. It should never be a byproduct of fear that we run to God. How you doing, Ms. Donna and Ms. Afrika? So a lot of times that's the case. So keep in mind that we have a lot of different things that cause us to run toward the world and away from God. How you doing, Ms. Brenda? A lot of things, people. A lot. It's simple. Okay? I'm talking about fear. A lot of times we don't want to face our past. I think
mm-hmm.
that's better. A lot of times we don't even want to face hard work or difficult people or difficult things, right? A lot of times
mm-hmm.
we don't want to truth, we don't want to face commitment.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And what we start to do is we run away from God and start running towards the world, and we start to say stuff like what they say, and we never say what God says.
Come on.
Right? When we avoid
right.
people, avoid things, who are we running to? What person do you know that God avoids? As a matter of fact, he asked Satan, have you tried my faithful servant, Job? We run and avoid Satan. God faces him. You know why?
Right.
Because he want to kind of push him on out of the way. Because, see, when you can face something and not flinch, that means you're not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss Shannon and Miss Michelle? Y'all follow me? So yes, now sir, when you run towards God, you start doing godly things. See, so like your ex, you don't run away from them anymore because they very well may need you in the sense of you got God in you that they need. Now, whatever you run towards, you start to look more like. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you run towards, you start to look more like. So, y'all, let's get to it. Let's go ahead and start with some questions. How you doing, Miss Tony? What we got, Miss Tiana? What we got? Our first email question, what we have?
First question was, what are some lifestyle changes that any of us can do that would help us run back to God?
What are some lifestyle changes that any of us can do that can help us run back towards God? Is Mr.
Yes.
DJ here? This?
Not as yet, sir.
Okay. What are some lifestyle changes that any of us can do to help us run back towards God? I don't want to make this complicated because a lot of times, y'all, I'm telling you, you know, who are you running to? A lot of times, how you doing, Bobby and Ms. Monique and Ms. Neeson? A lot of times we look for answers. We want the three-step process, you know, to get closer to God. We want, you know, we want seven things we must do to conquer, you know, self-destruction. We want 10 things to do to accomplish, you know, being happy in the world. We want these steps. So the question is, what are some things, some lifestyle changes that any of us can do that would help us run back to God? The lifestyle change, simple, is be born again. Point blank simple. Let me explain born again now. Being born again means the mind changes. When you're born again, mm-hmm. you are not born again. You don't come out the womb again. What happens is, mentally, behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. The mind changes. Now you put yourself in a better position to run to God. The lifestyle change, lifestyle suggests that it's a commitment. It's a consistent, continual behavior. Lifestyle. Some lifestyle changes that any of us can do that would help us run back to God. You must first be born again, meaning you have to change the mind. You cannot come to God and say, I want to do 90% you, but 10% me. Any of us ever entered into a relationship and say, I just want 10% of a man or woman, and that's okay?
No.
No, sir.
Do you just want 90% of a man or woman and say, that's okay?
No. Nope.
So if you really want a lifestyle change to help us run back towards God, we got to come to the conclusion that we have to be all in. If you're not fully committed, you'll never know where you can be. In other words, you're going to be full of potential, but with no purpose.
Okay.
Simple. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
All right. What'd you say, Ms. Neeson, Ms. Jennifer? By watching the company we keep. Okay, that's a good way. Ms. Tiana, mm-hmm. say change the mind, change your heart, change the actions. How you doing, Ms. Athea, Ms. Teresa? So, y'all, these are things that we can do to run back towards God. What is another question, Ms. Tiana?
Another one is we were just talking about self-evaluation, right? Is there a balance between self-evaluation and running back to God?
I'm not understanding the question.
So, for example, if we are, how do we know whether or not we are focused only on ourselves so much, constant self-evaluation, taking in our own mind of the things we're supposed to do versus self-evaluation in God, making sure that it's a spiritual evaluation.
So shouldn't all self-evaluations be spiritual?
It should be. I agree. But some people don't. I guess the person is asking, because so many times they get caught up in what they own, what they may think. It's just making sure that they are ensuring that their evaluation system is always based on him. I guess that's where the question is coming from.
So,
is there a balance? Yeah. The question they ask is where is the balance between self-evaluation and running back to God? And it should probably be, is there a balance?
Is there a balance between, I think, see, this is what happens. We talk, the topic, y'all, is running back to God. How you doing, Ms. Mm-hmm. Joyce? Okay, you know, it's okay to run if you're running back to God. The problem is, when we say balance, you got to be careful to the audience in which you're speaking to. Because typically when we say balance, that means we're about to compromise something. Because people say you must have balance in life. Well, let's talk on that. Because, see, let's talk about balance and running back to God. Balance and running back to God. Balance and running. Who had better balance than Jesus?
No one.
No one.
See, so now would you consider balance? See, our balance, it becomes subjective based on the individual. And what happens is the way they run back to God and the way you run back to God now is all of a sudden a problem. See, they're running back to God is Sunday through Sunday. You're running back to God is I don't have to do that because I have balance. Meaning I know when to pray, but I also know when to have fun.
Mm.
I say balance, you got to put everything in perspective because what happens is the natural balance that we speak of, that's when the flesh starts to tell you don't be so holy.
Right.
People say balance, I got to first construct who's saying this, where does it come from? Because what happens is their running back to God is going to be slow and stagnant because they're never all in. They're not all in. Don't you know that you can give your all to God? You can run back to God by giving your all. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be so successful tomorrow because God still knows and evaluates, he x-rays your heart. So he knows why you're running back to him. But see, so balance to you would be that I'm all in right now. I'm going to be all in. You know how many people give up certain things for Lent? Now, is Lent a good balance for God? Just because you gave it up for Lent, does that mean you are running back to God? And if so, for how long?
Mm-hmm.
See? So balance does not suggest according to... See, when you talk about balance, see, balance is like rightly dividing. When I think of balance, I think of, okay, hey, I may have to spend more time praying with this one than I do this one. They may say that it's unfair, but God said balance is when he tells you to go and do, you go and do. It doesn't matter how it looks like to the world. And that's how you know you're running back to God. In other words, you may have two sisters. You may spend more time with this sister than that sister. See, one would say balance that I spend 5 days with, what, 3 days with this one and 3 days with this one. But see, in God's balance system, you spend it 3 days with this one, but they don't need you. Remember, the Bible said he didn't come for the whole, he came for the sick. So balance is, I'm going to go and fill up what needs to be filled, not that which is already filled. I don't think
Amen.
Y'all hear me.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Man, it matters. How you doing, Miss Bethany? When you're talking about running back to God and you're talking about balance, you got to make sure the scales of justice, you got to make sure that you are justified through God. In other words, the mind has to be a mind of God to establish balance. Because some would say that balance is that you go to church for an hour, you're good. But others say, I am the church, so I'm in church all day. See, that's balance. But then you would have the world arguing that, and they'll say, you're not running to God, you're running past God, because you're holier than he is. So you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
So we got to make sure we know who we're talking about and who we're talking to when we talk about running back to stuff. Watch this. How do you know where your mind state is and who you're running to? In the time of trouble, who do you call on first?
Yes, sir.
In the time of trouble, who do you call on? Huh? You call on. You see how it gets?
Yes, sir.
What about those
friends?
You know, the friends that we have and we shoo-shoo and gossip with. You call on them and they can't supply answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
So who do you run to? You know, in the time of trouble, do you run to your parents? Do you run to your children? Your loved ones? Do you run to God? Do you seek God? The Bible says a wise man seeks godly wisdom. Who are you running? Who are you running to for answers? Y'all follow me now?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is important.
y'all, in lieu of all the events, right, we're talking about running back to God, did y'all just see the stuff that happened with LeBron James and the lady from Fox News? Y'all saw that?
No, sir.
Well, what happened was LeBron James and Kevin Durant made a statement about the president. How you doing, Ms. Val? And, of course, Fox News, they are conservative, so they're more, you know, with the president. Well, she told LeBron, she made a statement and put it out there. How you doing, Ms. Favorite? She said that all he needed to do is shut up and dribble.
Mm.
Well, her making that statement is equivalent to some man telling a woman, what's going on, Maurice? A man telling a woman, just shut up and cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's equivalent to. Now, here's
wow.
the issue. Watch this, y'all. Who do you run to in times of trouble? So do we use natural intellect to respond to this lady, or do we use spiritual guidance? See, natural intellect would be back and forth with her all day. Spiritual guidance says she's lost. She needs some deliverance. And if you got it in you, then you got to address that lost soul accordingly.
Right.
So whoever you run to will be demonstrated on how you respond to life. Because the person or the people or the ideology that you run to the most is what you will start to exemplify. It becomes you. Why do you think the Bible says there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son? In other words, when you run to God, you start to look like J-E-S-U-S. You start to look like
Yes.
You. Huh? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
It's important. So how do you respond to things in life? You didn't get the raise. You didn't get the promotion. You didn't get the husband. You didn't get the wife. Who are you running to for answers? Are you running to your girlfriends and y'all shoo-shooing over there? Are you running to your homeboys and y'all shoo-shooing over there? Who are you running to for clarity? You testing everybody in the world, but you never went down on your knees and prayed to God. And not only did you, now you may have been step one and prayed to him, but did you wait on an answer? Because he was taking too long?
Yes, indeed.
Who do you run to?
Come on.
Huh? Remember, patience is a virtue. It's not that God didn't hear you. Maybe God wants you to sit for a little while. Y'all follow me? Miss LaTanya saying that she haven't always run to God. As a result, she ended up making hasty decisions that caused her a lot of pain and pushed her further away from God. Y'all listen. Yeah, this is good now. How you doing, Ms. Demetra? Okay. I do not, and hear me good, who you run to, think you can push yourself further away from God is an illusion. Sin causes you to think that you're far away from God. If you were far away from God, why then, at the snap of a finger, even before that, he forgives you and embraces you? If you were so far away, wouldn't he have to reach back out and pull? See, you're not as far away as you think. But sin has you under the... See, when we have a sin mindset, we have a drunken mindset. And what it does is it's delusional. Now, we're delusional. So we think we're far away from God. We think that God would never forgive us. In other words, I've run so far away from God, I've been in so much sin, he just don't want me back. And that is a lie. Because if you read the Bible about the prodigal son, the father, oh, it's a parable. The father saw his son from a distance, and he told his servants to go get the robe, go get the fattest calf, go get the rings. In other words, he wasn't as far away as he thought he was. The son didn't even need to say nothing. See, when you're running back to God, you understand it removes the scales from your eyes. This is why I tell you, be careful where you get your information from. A sinner cannot tell you nothing about God because they'll say you're far away from God. But someone who's in God will tell you, you're not far like you think you are. Hello.
Right. Right.
Huh? Hello. Because one would think that Moses was so close to God that he should have bust the promised land open. The problem is Moses ran from God to the wilderness. See where he ran to? And although he came back and handled business, did Moses go into the promised land? That don't mean he didn't go to heaven. Did he go into that promised land? See, so you got to make sure you got the right source when you talk about. Because, see, if you're running towards God, that means you seek God's face. And y'all know about seeking somebody's face. See, like y'all can see me out there. So when I emphasize something, you can tell by my demeanor. Y'all, you know body language. See, you running towards something. It's not just what they say. You can actually see what God is telling you. Woo! But when you're running away from God, you can only hear his voice. But see, if you're not careful when running away from God, you really don't know who's saying it. Because see, Satan is a ventriloquist. He trying, you know, he has an appearance of light.
Right.
Yeah. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith coming by hearing. It ain't just hearing the word of God. You got to see God through faith. If not, you're going to be running towards the wrong thing. Now, watch this, Miss Tiana. What crowd are you running with? Now you can't tell who you're running to. How you know who you're running to? Look at the people around you. What crowd are you running with? Because the Bible that I read said, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? Who you running with? You don't even have to answer that. Let me see your friends.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Let me see your friends, and I'm going to tell you who you're running with. And not only who you're running with, I'm going to tell you who you're running to.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
What's going on, Keaton, Miss Angela, Miss Debbie, how y'all? Okay. What'd you say, Miss Tatiana? Tatiana, I'm sorry, I may be pronouncing Miss T. Okay, how about that? She said, I have went down on my knees. When I crumbled, I've always went to him, but then felt like I'm pushing him away and disappointing him. Listen, listen, who you running to? You can't disappoint God. Don't you know God knew your mistakes before you was even created?
Amen.
God forgave you of everything that you ever do on the cross before you was born.
Yeah.
Much like your child. Huh? Much like when you love something so much, love, L-O-V-E, covers a multitude of wrongdoing. It covers a multitude of sin. Don't let the devil deceive you. That don't mean that you keep on doing the same mistakes. But in other words, what I'm saying is, when you make a mistake, don't you beat yourself up. Oh, come on.
Amen.
You with me?
Yes, indeed.
Somebody said Ephesians 1:7. All right, in him we have redemption through his blood. That's right. Y'all read it. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
Marcel, what'd you say? Show me your friends, and I can tell you your future. All right?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Brielle? That's good. Ms. Tiana said he planned the timing of our journey based on our erring, our learning opportunities. That's right. Who you running to, y'all? Who you running to? It makes a difference. Who you run to. Because who you run to is the very things or the very people or the very ideology that you trust. Who runs to something that they don't trust?
No one.
Whoever you run to is your protector. You know that? If you run to money, money is your protector.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How some people, you know, we get clever. I'm chasing that bag. Why are you chasing a bag that don't chase you? That bag don't care about you.
Come on.
Money don't care about you so much, the money gonna go to the person who it deems the best. If money cared about you, it would disperse itself accordingly.
Yes.
People kill over money. I ain't never seen nobody kill over God.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
Miss Tatiana, what'd you say? I do it every time, beat myself up. Thank you so much. Okay. You're here for a reason. That's right. You're here for a reason. Don't beat yourself up. You're too pretty for that. Don't you be beating yourself up. Y'all follow me, though?
Yes.
It's important, people. How you doing, Miss Christina? So we got to make sure that when we run it towards God, we run it towards God with a purpose. Because somebody very well may have the opportunity, and we very well may start off on the right road of running to God, but how long would you have something called sustainability? Now, let me tell y'all something about running. It's like when you're running track. You know why Usain Bolt so fast? You know, Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, 100, 200?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know why he's so good? He don't start off strong. Look at his start. He's not strong when he start off. But see, in track is a term called maintaining your top end speed. In other words, when he gets to his top end speed, whatever that may be, he's able to consistently maintain it without tightening up. My, my, my.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
When you run towards God, Satan don't want to always tear you down. Satan want to also lift you up so high to where you tighten up. Everybody can't handle success.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
See, just want to get you off guard. Satan also wants to lift you up. It's a trick that people use all the time in athletics, people. In other words, if I have an opponent, as opposed to saying what they're not and what they can't do, I'm going to say, man, they're great. They are great. I don't know. In other words, I'm trying to soften them up to where they're sitting high so I can sneak them in the game. Y'all don't hear me, right?
Yes, indeed.
Be successful so much. Oh, don't get it twisted now. That's why you got to make sure you're running towards God and not the world. In other words, don't run towards applause and fanfare and pats on the back. You got to run towards purpose. And see, when you run towards purpose, that means although I've accomplished this through God, I'm not done yet. I know. I may have 5 gems, but I'm not done yet until God say I'm done. This is how you know that top-end speed and you can handle success, because you don't listen to and you don't look back at what I have and what I have accomplished. I don't care about what I made last year. I don't care about what I didn't make last year. I'm worried about the years that's coming up. See, that's how I know I'm running towards God, because the Bible says from faith to faith and glory to glory. It never said, oh, I did this. I'm going to look at this for a little while. I don't have time to look at this. On to the next.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
How you doing, Miss Ebony and Miss Antoinette and Miss Hammer? What did you say, Miss Tatiana? I don't have friends. I feel like he has pushed these people away from me. Okay? To do better. Okay. I can get it. I see what you're doing with that. So y'all follow me? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Or you running too. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what's going on?
All right. I'm 1,000% better.
You're 1,000% better? Good. So, Mr. DJ, we're talking about who do you run to in the times of trouble. Who do you run to for explanation and answers? Who is it that you run to? Hold on. Ms. Angela left a little comment. Ms. Angela said, I run to God, because when I lost my mother and thought my world had ended, I had no one but God. So I asked him to show me a new path. Oh, all right. I like that, Ms. Angela. Okay. But it's got to be the path that I want, so I'm moving slow and talks to him to guide me. But he's not done with me yet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Y'all get it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
That's good, Ms. Angela. Keep on letting God use you. Okay? And you'll find out, when you run into God, that road is not the easiest. Y'all, when you choose, the Bible says, choose ye this day, right, Mr. DJ? Who you will
That's
serve.
Right.
Who you will serve. Choose. Make a decision. You know, like you tell somebody, hey, I'm not about games. Either you want them or you want me. Which one is it going to be?
Right.
Make a decision, right? God says, make a decision who you will serve. Now, with this, you will know who you run into. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Know who you're running to. Who are you serving? Who you serving? Y'all with me? Who you serving?
Yes, sir.
Man, now, this might make a whole bunch of people mad. But look at me. I'm about to say it anyway. Because, see, I don't get down with the world and stuff. See, when you run towards God, you understand that you are blessed, and you will be persecuted because of who you run towards. What's going on, Sean? Y'all follow me? So let me put it out there. Oh, it might ruffle some feathers. But see, listen to this. We're going to serve God at all costs. So whether people get mad or not, so be it. But see, I'm willing to take it to the judge. And when I say take it to the judge, let's run to God and see what his answer is then. Y'all follow me then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, I had a conversation, and somebody said, you know, I just give the police officers all the respect in the world. And I said, why? I just really wanted to know, because I'm trying to see who you're running towards. Now, my mother is a former police officer. My brother-in-law is a state. That don't matter. I don't care. Because my Bible says this, Mr. DJ, thou shall not kill. Now, why are we running towards God and the world at the same time? So you respect people who have the propensity, the opportunity, the wherewithal, to, if they are fearful, they're going to pow, pow. Tell me what part of thou shall not kill did he put an omission in it? In other words, oh, you can kill if you're, tell me where. And I'm going to wait on this answer.
Amen.
Because we have all this earthly jargon. Tell me some spiritual jargon. Tell me where is it okay to kill somebody? I'm waiting. I'm waiting. You know why we fall under that foolishness? It's because we live in a world and we don't want to be persecuted, so we go along with what they say and not what God says. See, I'm so glad Jesus is Jesus. I'm so glad God is God, and I'm so glad that we choose to run towards him. In other words, even if it causes me to be unpopular, I'm running towards God. Because, see, that don't mean that I don't respect you, but in the same token, you are not my law. My law is God. The Bible that I read says every knee shall bow and every shall confess. In other words, when your law run out, calling the law enforcement, when it runs out, guess what? They will be judged by God. So if they're going to be judged by God, why do I put my trust in man and not him? See, I don't respect them like you do. I respect them for their earthly duties, but I don't appreciate what they do. Because if God was here, he wouldn't do it that way. I'm going to leave it right there. Now you may.
Amen. Truth.
Come on, you can get all kinds of police officers on here. The word of God still remains the same, and it will not change. See, when you run towards him, your badge don't mean nothing to me. Your gun don't mean nothing to me. Daniel was in the lion's den. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. You think a barrel going to do something? You really think that?
No, sir.
But I'm only talking to those folk who run towards God, because those folks who run towards God have no fear of what the world could do. Hmm? Hello? Remember,
amen,
the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So we put so much prestige in law enforcement and not enough prestige in people who need God. We said that their job is hard. How is their job hard and all they got to do is, I'm the law? That ain't hard. You know what's hard? It's living for God and being consistent with running towards him. In other words, you live in a life and you know you've done nothing wrong, but yet you are still persecuted. Try that. That's hard.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I knew it was going to get quiet on this.
Yes.
I'm good with it. How you doing, Ms. Megan and Ms. Cassie? So this is real. And I had this conversation. Because, see, where did you get your information from talking about where law enforcement have a hard job? How hard is it to lie? How hard? They want you to be transparent, but they're not. So how hard is it to lie? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the same law enforcement that put Jesus on the cross. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Trust in what? No, I don't put my trust in that. My trust goes in the real law, because when you run towards it, that is what you trust. Hello?
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's that real, y'all. Huh? That ain't putting nobody down, but remember, the Bible has no respect of a person. He's not a respecter of a person. In other words, your position and title don't mean nothing. Because you're a bishop or pastor, that don't mean nothing. To whom much is given, much is required. As a matter of fact, that means you're going to be judged even harder. But see, when you run towards God, you understand his principles. You understand it. Y'all following?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to it, Mr. DJ. Miss Tiana, throw Mr. DJ a curveball. What we got with one of them questions out there, Miss Tiana?
Sure. Actually, Miss LaTanya had posted a question that we'll bring to the table here. And it says, my daughter told me that she has recommitted her life to Christ and began going back to church. However, she is still involved in activities that are not reflective of that. How can I help her when her our relationship is already strained?
So can you repeat that question one more time? I want everybody to hear it right quick. Okay. My daughter told me that she has recommitted her life to Christ and began going back to church. However, she is still involved in activities that are not reflective of that. Mr. DJ, how can I help her when our relationship is already strained?
First of all, there are two negative things in there. You're saying our relationship, that doesn't even matter. It's her relationship with God. So you kind of need to stay out of it. You know, you can help her from a distance by offering to go and do things that will be helpful, but you can't force nobody into God. You can't make them go to God. They have to go to God at their own speed and their own understanding. So, you know, my advice would be to just continue to pray and continue to try to influence, you know, and do offer, you know, things for you guys to do together that are bringing you closer to God. That's the only thing you really can do. Like, you can't make her go some other place or not deal with those people no more. She got to take those steps by herself.
Okay.
You can't take those steps with her, because otherwise, you know, you may see something through your own glasses that God, she might be doing something God is telling her to do, to be a beacon of light to her other friends. And you're
okay.
Going to go mess that up, you know.
Okay. Ms. Jennifer said you should step back and let God take control.
Yep.
So what y'all, what else y'all got to say tonight? Y'all kind of quiet tonight. I know I was coming a little deep, but, you know, chime on in now. The question says, my daughter told me that she has recommitted her life to Christ and began going back to church. However, she is still involved in all these activities that are not reflective of that. How can I, as a parent, help her when our relationship is already strained? Good question. So she could recommit it. She says she recommitted her life back to Christ. The thing is, to add a word, remember, love trusts all things, hopes all things, endures all things. How you doing, Ms. Gwen? So you said it. I'm going to take you at your word. Now, somebody might say, but you shouldn't put your trust in man. I'm not putting my trust in man. I'm putting my trust in what I see in the individual. See, when you run towards God, I see people how he see people. Uh-oh. That means the exterior may be indicative of them living a simple life. But when you are a beacon of life and you are running towards God, it depends on who you're running towards. When you're running towards, it depends on, remember the Bible says, to the pure, all things are pure, but to the corrupt, all things are corrupt. So just because naturally I see corruption, internally I see pureness. In other words, I'm not so clean either, and God sees the best in me, and I'm running towards him, and he's my running mate. I can only see the best in people because I am a bird of a feather flock. Okay, I am a product of my environment. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Also, Mr. Carr, everybody has their own individual path to God. Your walk might take you this way and make a right. Mine may take me this way and make a left. You know, you can't say, hey, you're going the wrong way. You know, that's the path for them, you know.
However, I do understand that. You can't say that they're going the wrong way. However, when God, if ever you want to know your assignment in life, see, when you're running towards God, you don't think God is going to steer you in the right direction? That means when you say, well, God sent somebody for them, he already did. You are
right.
That person. When you allow God to use you, your words are going to be tempered by what he tells you to say. So if he say wrong and you say wrong out of your mouth, it's wrong because you're listening to God. God did not put parents here on earth to just be friends. It's to guide and say that's right and that's wrong. God did not
Amen.
Put pastors and ministers. He did not put heads and all this to say, oh, not say nothing at all. So that's your child. You should get so close to God that they should see recommitment in you every day. Recommitment does not mean that I've strayed away. Recommitment says that, oh, come on, y'all. Hear me out. Ooh, thank God for revelation. When you run it towards God, listen, who do you run to? Recommitment is much like renewing your wedding vows. That don't mean that y'all fell out of love. It's just that I want to do it again.
All right.
Exactly.
So when I said I recommit to my brother, that don't mean that me and DJ fell out. Man, I'm saying that was last month. This a new month, man. Let's celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think what happens is because we run away from God so much, we start to diffuse. Oh, man. We start to paint. Oh, man. We start to mess up the true meaning of what God is putting out there. Recommitment don't mean that you fell away from. Recommitment says that I'm just going a step above.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, people. Right? So she's recommitted,
yes.
However, she is still involved in these activities. That's okay. How many times we gave our life to God and we still involved in some stuff? Even if it ain't natural activities, the mentality hasn't changed yet. When y'all relationship is already strained, how can you help her? Remember, the Bible says it this way. Watch this. Who you running to? He said, if you lift me up, I would draw all men. How you can help your daughter is by lifting God up. In other words, when she see God the head of your life and you run towards God every day, watch how y'all relationship start to mend, especially when she wants to get closer to the God you say you serve.
All right.
Miss Tiana said, remember, how long did it take you to get back with Christ? Christ said it would come together in God's timing. It's her relationship with him. Love her and continue to lift God up. All right. How you doing, Miss Natty? And what's going on, Gary? Okay. Did you say, Miss Tatiana, thank you so much. We'll continue. Okay. All right. Miss Tiana said, continue to keep her uplifted in prayer. That's right. Y'all with me? All right, let's get to the next question, Mr. DJ. What we got, Miss Tiana?
Let's see. We have here, what are some spiritual obstacles, or should I say, are there spiritual obstacles that are not necessarily sin, but keep us from running well?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Miss Tony, she said she will mature in Christ in her own time. Don't force her. Miss Joyce said, live by example. All right, how you doing, Miss Angela? So, y'all, we're talking about running back to God. Now, Miss Tony said something that was a mouthful of Miss Tiana before I get to that. Mr. DJ, let's address this. Miss Tony said she will mature in Christ in her own timing. Don't force her.
Okay.
Boy, when you're running. Woo, hold on. When you're running. Hold on, Mr. DJ, when you're running. When you're running, who you running to? It's almost like athletics. In the next.
Right.
Man, y'all, can y'all hear me? Listen to me. I love this, Miss Tony, and thank you so much for bringing this up because this is a really good thing. You know, in the natural, people don't have patience, but when it comes to spiritual things, we have all the patience in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? In the natural, now hold on, I ain't about to be patient with you, huh? You 15 years old, and you act like you can't iron your own clothes. What happened to patience? They can mature in their own timing. Or does that sound foolish? 15 years old and they can't iron their own clothes. Is that foolish?
Mm.
Of course it is, huh? Come on, y'all can be talking to me. Come here now.
Yes,
come on now. You're going to run back towards God. Oh, because running requires that you be skilled and trained and you do it consistently. Practice makes perfect. That's what some people say. I say perfect practice makes perfect. So if you're 15 and you don't iron your own clothes, that means something. See how in the natural we don't have tolerance for it? You know why? Because we're familiar with the natural. We're not so familiar with the spiritual, we tend to be patient with something that we're not, that we're not familiar with. Watch where I'm going with this. Typically, we patient when we either not there, so we can't have expectations when we don't put in work either. Uh-oh.
All right.
Woo! Mr. DJ, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
Why are we so patient when it comes to spiritual things and not natural? Okay? He will mature in Christ in our own time. At some point, enough is enough. Y'all don't hear me. Come on. It's okay to run if you're running back to God. At some point, enough is enough. You would not be 15-year-old and don't know how to wash some dishes and iron clothes. In other words, if you been in Christ this long, baby, it's time to mature. Yeah, she's going to mature in God in her own time, but he's going to tell me when enough is enough. As a matter of fact, if she was going to mature in her own time, and y'all remember when Jesus was asleep on the boat going to Gadarenes, read your Bible. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Read your Bible. He was going on a boat, and they woke Jesus up, and Jesus rebuked the sea, and he rebuked them. In other words, they should have been mature enough to handle that, but they woke him up. See, at some point in time, maturity not only strikes the person who needs to be mature, but the people who are training them. Uh-oh.
Yes.
This way it gets
yes.
good. Who you run into? In other words, how does iron, y'all don't hear me, sharpen, y'all don't hear me, iron, if we always going to be patient with a process called foolishness? No, iron sharpens iron by chastising and correcting. That means, why are you making the same old mistakes? Why are you still crying over this? You know better than this spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes.
That's right.
But to say yes in God's time, I mean it in the sense that I know when people stayed on me, not going to church, right. No, I'm with you, Ms. Tony. I'm not saying that you said anything wrong. I'm just presenting it as how some people who aimlessly stay with that. Not what you're saying, Ms. Tony. I'm with you. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
So I'm not,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not putting, no, Ms. Tony, I'm with you on the same page with that. No, I'm just saying how others may present it. Because they'll say stuff like, well, in God's timing, but wouldn't God tell you when the timing is right? Much like when God tells a man, hey, that's your wife, it's God's timing, right? Now, it's up for her to believe or not. It's on him to tell the truth.
That's right.
See, what happens, come on, y'all, when we run towards God, what happens is, you're talking about people who don't know God start to live by osmosis that, humma, humma, yumma, humma, in other words, they start living and start doing things and saying God's timing. When that apple fall off the tree and hit me in my head, that's God's timing. No, God's timing is when he gives you insight and he gives you provision to go along the journey in your purpose. That means it's God's timing for you to get off your behind and tell that individual that they're doing wrong and you got to straighten up. Iron sharpens iron. This is God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
All right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because what happens is we tend to be passive about the things in God, and what we start to do is we wait on God when God is waiting on us. So who's doing the running? We want God to run to us versus us run to him. I don't think you hear me. Because we'll say, how you doing, Mr. Lett? And we'll say, God, I ain't moving till you come. He there already. How you got the vision? He waiting on you to run. Now who you going to run to?
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Y'all with me? Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mr. DJ, I got a question. Ms. Sharon, present anyone, pose a question. She said, I keep messing up on my decision to run back to God. I don't want to, but it continues to happen. Could this be as a result of a stronghold?
I don't know what her definition of a stronghold is, but I see it as you not denying yourself. You can't be God and serve God at the same time. You can't decide that you're going to do everything and then acknowledge him as the one who's over you. You know,
right.
you want to take over and fix everything. Then when it don't work, then you want to go back to God. No, it doesn't
right.
work like that. And Mr. Carr, if I may, you said something. I'm going all the way back until Wednesday. You
okay.
said something that I've been trying to see how to word it. You used a football analogy.
Okay.
And for those people, if you give me a second, God is the coach. The game
right.
is already won. God is
right.
the coach. Okay, he's the head coach, not one of the sub coaches. He's the head coach. Christ is the quarterback. Okay, and Christ is not doing just one job, but I'm saying he's the quarterback. You can't get to that coach unless going through the quarterback. You got some channels to go through. But what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying is, who you ask the question, whose team are you on? And that's kind of deep with me because whose team are you on? When you're on the team, you're not going to – the quarterback, you think your only job is to throw?
Look at the Super Bowl. The quarterback was called on to do a bootleg play where he had to actually catch a ball. If you're on the left guard, you might be called to be on the right guard. I'm just saying, when you're on a team, you got to fill in. That's what the team is. You can't be selfish like that. And when it comes to sending in plays and all that, you're not the quarterback. You're not Christ.
Right.
You're not the quarterback. People actually think the job of the football team is to score touchdowns. It is, but it's actually to make first downs, 10 yards at a time. And
okay.
That's what people don't realize in the game. Christ don't want you to go ahead of him. He has a specific job at his own pace. So you don't have to worry about the quarterback throwing the long bomb or you running every play to the end zone. You do as you're told. And you take your orders from where they come from. So what I'm saying is correlate that to running back to God. You know, consider the source. If it ain't godly, then it ain't true. It shouldn't even be you. You know, you're going to be called on to be a beacon
of
light.
I'm with you, Mr. DJ. Not to interrupt you, but listen to this. Here's the problem. Let me piggyback with what you just said. Consider the source. You know how many people are literally lost in the world? You know how many people are lost and think that it's okay, and they think that they're running back to God by what they say? For instance, listen to me, y'all. How many times people have given you suggestive verbiage, and you really think that you was doing it right, running back to God?
Right.
For instance, you know, like when people fast, and they start to broadcast to everybody, I'm fasting, why don't you join in with me?
Right.
Now, because we don't have a personal relationship with God, we think that that's okay. But if you had a personal relationship, but you'd have read it and you'd have understood that telling people about your fasting is sin. The Bible says that that's personal. But see, it depends on who we run into for answers. This is why so many people say, well, my pastor said, and they never say what God says. In other words, they're using a third party. Third person.
That's right.
Having a direct relationship with God yourself. How is it that you have a relationship with God and it's only through prayer? What about learning about God? What about being intimate with God? What about God just evaluating with you? I mean, what about God correcting you? What about you hearing from God? What about you fulfilling God's promises? What about you fulfilling what God has for you to do? What about the good and the bad? See, we have a personal relationship with God based on what he gives us, never what we give him. And we think that that's running back to God, and that is sadly mistaken, because anybody in a real relationship knows it's a give and take thing, and it's not always
true. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now our relationship with running back to God is contingent upon what pastor said, what my grandmama said, what my grandfather said, what my mommy and daddy said. My kids are my universe. They are my world. What they do, I do it for my kids. Well, I don't do it for my child, and I love my child just as much as anybody else loves theirs. I do it for my God. Oh, my God.
All right.
When your child is your motivation, something ain't right.
Mm.
Because it's not your child in the first place. The child belongs to God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. The child is not yours. When you run towards God, you'll understand that the child isn't yours. So much, there was a man in the Bible. Y'all know who I'm talking about in Genesis, huh? And he was about to go put his child on an altar because God said so. See, that means it's God's, not mine. So if he wanted, let me go put him on the altar, and I'm going to do what God said. God told me to kill him, I'm going to kill him. But God stopped him because God wanted to see where his obedience was. See, it was called a ram in a bush. See, what happens is when you run towards God, you start to develop a pattern, a mentality, a lifestyle of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things start to shift. In other words, the world can no longer tell you right from wrong. Your right from wrong is established through F-A-I-T-H, faith. You see how that
goes? Yes.
If some people would be mad and talk about, oh, how your child ain't your world, you must be a horrible father. No, my child is not my world. My child is not my world. I'm not my mother's world. God is her world, much like God is my world. When you do it for God, you would never be disappointed. And when you do it for him, it would always be right.
Hello? Amen.
But see, we have run towards the world so much till we started picking up the world's lingo. And just because they say my daughter or my son is my world, we start to say it.
That's right.
I wonder, since our children is our world, why Jesus wasn't God's world? Because if he was God's world so much, why then did he sacrifice him for silly us?
Okay.
Now, you mean you would put your child as your world on the cross for somebody who very well may not ever love you? That means Jesus, God, was more concerned about as a whole us. Jesus, he knew his purpose. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But see, when you run towards God and you seek his face, then you start to understand those things. How you doing, Ms. Montali? Y'all follow me? Well, it's not simple. It's not complex. The thing is, the mentality has to change. And when we change mentally, Mr. DJ, our running, now we're running with a purpose. So even when we get tired, even we get weary, we keep on because we know why we're doing it. See, I don't run because of money to pay a mortgage. I don't run because of money to pay a car note. I don't run to pay a bill. I run because God said, if you created it, make sure you maintain it. Now, you don't have to run to money. Just keep on walking the path of righteousness, and I'm going to let money, like a ram in a bush, cross your path. Just go where I tell you to go. Just make sure you run towards me.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? So some people run towards money, and other people run towards God. And you, when you run towards God, you will find things that money can't buy called favor.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because I take favor any day. Favor is way more important than money. See, with money, you got to have a bank account. With favor, all you got to do is have God.
That's it. No security.
Amen.
You know, security. Huh? That's right.
And the banker steals from you, but God would never.
That's right.
Right.
Huh? See, favor, it ain't about how small your pockets are. It's how obedient you are. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you running to? Who said it? Who do you run to? I'm going to sing it for y'all. Let me serenade you. Somebody said, who do you run to? I don't know who did it. I don't want to sing on this thing and get y'all all riled up. But who do you run to?
That's right.
That's right. It's
Kate. Thing.
Who do you run to? I'm not just talking about in times of trouble. When you want answers, who you run to? Do you turn on the news and run for that?
Nope.
When you run towards God, don't you know you don't have to ask people for explanation? You already know it. Why? Because God gave it to you. God, one would say, hold on, well, Mr. Carr, didn't God say, Adam, where art thou? He wasn't really asking. He wasn't asking Adam where he was because he didn't know. He was asking Adam, where was he? Because he wanted Adam to identify that you're no longer running towards me.
Right.
Come on.
That was for Adam's good, not God. Just in case.
Yes.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
And you know what, Mr. Clark?
What you say, Mr. Yeah.
When you said, who can I run to? There are two different songs, and they're both talking about the same person and the same principle. That's,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really catch that until you said, you know, Escape says, who can I run to? And Shantae Moore says, who do I turn to? And they're both talking about God. One of them say, who do I turn to when I need love? Who can I run to when things aren't right? They still talking about the same person.
Y'all see it?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Melinda? So that's what it is. And thank you, Ms. Latonya, for sharing that. Isaiah 58:11. Y'all going to read that. Isaiah 58:11. How you doing, Ms. Cheryl? Now, what we're going to do, who you run to, I hope this helped now. Make sure y'all tune in next week. And also, if you get a chance, tune in on Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Bible study. What's going on, Charles? Okay, we're going to go ahead and pray. So y'all stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Mr. DJ, you want to go ahead and pray for us, please?
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Father, we come saying to you on humbling knees, as humble as we know how, to say thank you, Father. Thank you for another day, another day's journey, and I'm glad about it, Father. Thank you for your protection, your cloak, your covering, your blood. Father, I just want to thank you for watching over us. Bless our families, friends, enemies, and acquaintances, Father. Thank you for keeping us in our health and our strength and protecting us, Father, for all of us are just one turn away from a disaster. We pray for those families that have been affected, Father, and we also pray the strength for them, Father, for we know you are a God that does not make any mistakes. Thank you for the provider and the messenger on this call tonight, and at the appointed time, bring us back together so that we may fellowship again, but not for any form or fashion or fanfare, but to lift up your name, Father. You said that if we are gathered, if one or two are gathered in your name, Father, if we lift you up, then you'll draw all men unto you. We thank you. We praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night, and we will see y'all. How you doing, Ms. Neal, Ms. Sandra? We'll see y'all next week. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.